Can everyone hear me all right? No. Ray? Test. Is that any better? Any better? Okay, good. Okay, thank you. Acceptance of the minutes from the March 4th meeting.
Move favorable action.
Seconded.
A motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. First item, bid number 2018-247, Neptune Cold Water Meters. Good evening. Afternoon.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Don't worry. It'll be evening by the time we get out of here.
That's right. Well, I feel like Mookie Betts leading off of, you know. Anyway, Deanna Roth from the Water Division. As you're aware, City Council approved a contract in March of 2020 for a two-year bid for the purchase of various water meters for an amount not to exceed $125,000, and that covered the remainder of the 2018 fiscal year and a portion of the 2019 fiscal year. And as I mentioned in the memo, we have essentially depleted our inventory of meters, and we need to purchase or amend the contract for an additional $35,000 under Section 612 for a new amount not to exceed, a total contract amount not to exceed $160,000. The main reason is meters that, new meters that are put in for new developments. Number one, people who are looking to purchase deduct meters who are tied into sewers, and I can tell you the phone has been ringing off the hook just in the last week as the weather turns and people are getting ready to fire up their sprinkler systems. And in case you're not aware, for a price of about $255 for a three-quarter inch meter, it's well worth it for people who are tied into the sewer, with the sewers. And we're seeing a demand for that, and also to just meters that need to be replaced through leaks that took place over the last several months, particularly in the winter in some areas where they literally blew out flooded areas. So this is to hold us to the end of the fiscal year. We have the funds available under our capital account code 84799, more than enough to cover it. As a matter of fact, there's almost $447,000 remaining in that account, hoping to utilize it before the end of the fiscal year for equipment and other purchases, but that remains to be seen. So with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
So, Dan, when was the last time that this particular item went out for bid?
Over 2 years ago, and again, it was awarded. And I have the award letter here. It was awarded. The contract period is for March 27th of 2018 through March 26th of 2020.
And what do you estimate that we recover from the cost of these deduct meters on an annual basis?
On an annual basis, probably we sell about 300 a year, so probably about, depending on the size, and it'll be upwards to $40,000 to $50,000 a year. You know, maybe not quite 300. So.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee, sir?
Just as you mentioned that these are big, very important for the constituents, the people that live there, that they don't have these things, and they're, you know, running the water and it goes in the sewer, their bills go way, way up.
I'll be honest with you, I'm surprised more people haven't taken advantage of it. We've had inserts in the bills. I know the sewer authority has put them in over the years. But I think with the new method that we adopted, and Tyler Technologies was able to write a program for us for a measly $4,000 or $5,000, that has saved potentially an individual homeowner probably $500 or $600 per installation.
Yeah, that's great.
You know,
thank you.
As well as for other reasons, You know, meters that need to be installed, like I mentioned, for new accounts replaced because they're not working, and also too an important aspect of it also is when we get a chance to get in a house because there's an issue with a leak, a high reading, a customer complaint, when we get in there, we can replace those outside readers too, which is part of this bid, which means we can read them on a drive-by or walk-by basis. So it's a combination of issues. But right now, the demand between now and July is for these deducts, and we'll continue after that. So,
so Dan, for those meters that break or stop working, how long does it take you to zero in on that particular location?
Well, if it were to break slash
leak. Break to the point that it doesn't record.
We have an edit process every quarter. Every quarter, if we went out there, the first point would be when we're reading the meter, we'll realize that we're not getting a read. So that would generate a work order. Or even if it was generating a read, the edit process through the MUNIS system and through the meter reading system would generate a report saying low usage or conversely high usage. So, and that's when it would generate a work order for our meter service people to go out. Or if we can't access the home, we'll leave cards and or we'll send letters. And when you send a letter to somebody saying that you have a read that may be double from the last period, they will call.
So conceivably, you could be talking as long as maybe a quarter or a tad more before you realize something's wrong.
A quarter. But I got to tell you, the onus of the responsibility has to be on the homeowner or the business owner. There's only so much we can do. You can, as I say, you can bring the horse to the water, but can't make him drink.
Sure.
They have to own up to it also,
right,
too.
Okay. Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
2019-246, Fire Apparatus Annual Pump Testing Services, found on page 19.
Good evening.
Good evening, Chief. You state your name for the record, please.
Peter McMichael, Chief of Warwick Fire Department.
Chief, before you speak to this, on behalf of the Finance Committee and behalf of the City Council, I want to welcome you to our city, wish you the best of luck going forward, and certainly look forward to working with you on whatever issues that we have. So we're glad to see you in place, glad to see you here, and look forward to doing business.
Thank you, sir.
Go ahead. You get the floor. We always go easy the first time around. be an easy night.
So I also look forward to working with all of you.
Thank you.
I would request that this be put on hold for this meeting until the next meeting. I just received this today, and being my first day in the job, I would respectfully request the opportunity to review this a little more in detail.
Chief, no excuses. I'm only kidding. appreciate your position. Any questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion to hold at the request of the sponsor.
Motion to hold to April 1, request of the sponsor.
April Second. 1, is that good, Chief?
Yes, sir.
April 1, okay. Okay, we have a motion to hold until April 1st. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. PCR 4319.
Thank you, Chief.
2019-248, Playground Renovations. That is found on page 23.
Good evening. Luke Murray, Planning Department. All set.
Good evening, Luke. Sure, go right ahead.
All right. I'm pleased to request approval award RFP 2019-248 for the playground renovations at Salters Grove Playground, in the amount of $101,739 to Green Acres Landscaping Construction. This project is being funded by a $100,000 RIDM open space grant with a match from the city of in-kind services of a minimum of $25,000, which I don't envision being a problem. The city's DPW is going to be working out there in the spring, preparing the site for asphalt, for the playground installation, and they'll be doing a lot of the finish work and button-up work. We'll attribute the $1,739 to the project as part of the match. I'm excited to present this project. It's a great example of how the public, the city can work with the public on a project and move it forward. I especially want to recognize the Friends of Salters Grove and Peter Becker and Michael Jarvis, who've worked with me in the city for the past year to get this project moved forward and to this point. I think it's a great example, and there'll be more examples coming in the coming months of projects that are funded by grants that are worked with the community, and in great partnership we can get good things done in the city. So we're looking forward to this project being complete midsummer. And the other thing that I've mentioned is we're trying to get some of these projects completed with RIDM because there's new grant rounds coming and potentially more money. So we want to expend what we have and position ourselves for new grants coming prospectively in November, December.
So essentially, Luke, this is a $125,000 project.
It is.
Yeah. And it's costing us $25,000 to do $125,000 worth of work. And the in-kind services, I think that's particularly to our benefit as well, because we're using our own city people, and it includes the whole host of things that Luke has said, from demoing the existing to the site work to some slight paving items to spreading mulch, et cetera, which in the grand scheme of things, you know, is going to also benefit us. So, yeah, good job with that, Luke, and we look forward to some of those other things you spoke to coming down the road. Any questions from members of the committee? Sir.
If you don't mind, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a comment. It's hard to believe that about a year ago we were having a discussion about a slide, and now we're talking about an entire park. And so I thank you for this, and this is exciting. And I got to tell you, I really appreciate the fact that you said there's a lot more coming down because you're going to take advantage of those grants, and that's what they're there for. So thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Luke. 2019-250, turnkey operation for printing, mailing, et cetera. Hi, Kyla.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Kyla Jones, City of Warwick, tax collector. Tonight I'm presenting to you bid 219-250, turnkey operation for printing and mailing of water and sewer and tax billing. This is on behalf of the tax collector, tax assessor, water and sewer departments. The city's previous contract had two bidders and was awarded to D3 Logic under bid number 2017-259 with terms of May 2nd of 17 to May 1st of 19. When the bid went out, there were 25 vendors on the list, but we only had one bidder this year. I have made efforts to contact the vendors from the existing list to make sure that they had the opportunity to bid. I called about half of them. They did confirm that they received our information and just did not place the bid. I also reached out to D3 Logic in that they were our sole bidder to see if they could lower any of their current bid amounts, and they said they could not. Their pricings were comparable to last year's. The services were pretty much the same, tiny bit of comparison. It's the consumables that change for them year to year. And they did mention that the city would not incur any of the programming fees as long as we didn't change any of the file format, which we're not planning to. So we'll save money on that item. The request would be for a two-year contract from May 2nd of 19 through May 1st of 2021 to D3 Logic. However, we did have them priced for 1 or 2 years so that we could go either way with it. The only changes they made were in the paper supplies for the second year. They did increase it a little bit as prices go up. D3 Logic has been proven to be qualified. They've worked with the City of Warwick for at least the last 12 non-consecutive years and are familiar with the intricate needs of our billing and the variable data. The process is funded by three accounts and three departments that correlate with the individual billing. They are 22202 for tax billing, 84202 for utility billing, and 80202 for sewer usage and sewer assessment billing. In the letter I gave you, I increased 5% of their bidded price due to fluctuation in bills, in case one year we have a few more in one area than the other. The total bid package for 2 years would be $81,213.85. The first year being $40,112.10, and the second year being $41,101.75. None of these prices include postage. Postage is paid directly by the city of Warwick at the rate of mailing at the time. And mailing prices did just go up for the July billing.
Kyle, excuse me. First of all, I want to thank you for your due diligence on this, because this is something that yourself and many of your colleagues that are in the room right now have been hearing this finance committee talk about for a long time. And those questions were, did you call the other bidders? Did you find out why they're not bidding? Did you ask, et cetera, et cetera? Did you go back to bidders who have bid in the past and didn't bid this time? And you did all that. And I want to commend you for that, because that's exactly the type of culture that we've been working on for the last 2 years through the Finance Committee as well as the City Council. So I'm really happy to hear that. However, I also want to point out that in this bid is some numbers of about $18,000 for mailing out delinquent invoices for water sewer bills. And that's a significant number. Now, while it's a significant number for the benefit of our colleagues who are new on the council, that number is quite a bit lower than it was years ago. And it's because of actions that were taken by the city council in addressing those $6 million worth of delinquent water sewer bills. So a couple of things with this. One is, personally, I'm not going to be able to support a two-year bid on this. And the reason is, I think during this next year, particularly with the new leadership that we have in the corner office and the desire to make changes and get past the complacency that this city has been in for a very long time, I think that we're going to have the opportunity to perhaps make some changes in our mailing and how we do the billings, et cetera. I'm also looking forward to you, Kyla, coming before us 6, 7 months, 8 months from now and letting us know that the cost for mailing out delinquency bills for water sewers has, again, dropped, and the fact that we're collecting our monies without having to spend $18,000 to do it. So for all those reasons, I personally, this is just me speaking, I'm not going to be able to support a two-year bid on this. I can support a one-year bid, and for those reasons that I just mentioned to you. But once again, really good job on picking up that phone and reaching out to vendors. And I think when we do, assuming if we do, rebid this in a year from now, I think that the fruits of your labor will show up and we get a little more activity on this. Any questions from members of the committee? Councilman.
Thank you. I just wanted to kind of piggyback on the chairman's remarks. I was actually at one of these vendors a couple weeks ago for a personal thing, and the guy asked me, and we were talking, and I told him that I was on the city council in Warwick, and he said, oh, I just got a call from the city of Warwick. They wanted to know how come I didn't been on a project. He wasn't ready. He couldn't do it at that time. But he told me he couldn't believe it. He really appreciated being reached out to and stuff like that. So I of course, smiled, and then you know, spoke to him forever, and someone wanted to leave, but that, you know. I think that that's really good, and, you know, if he told me that story, he'll probably tell other people that story, and that's what we're trying to do. We want to get more people to bid on these bids. You know, it works out for everybody. So I also want to commend you on that as well. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just going to say thank you on behalf, too, because as one of the, you know, this committee, when we put that forward, it's just, you know, frustrating when we say, hey, you know, was there a follow-up? Was there a follow-up? Trying to, you know, look at the change of the culture, look at the change of the way we do things. So it's kind of nice. I just have a quick question. You said that non-bidders, they did say that they didn't bid. Did they give you a reasons, any good reasons or any idea why they didn't bid?
No one really gave any examples as to why they didn't bid, just that they chose not to submit a bid. So I'm not 100% sure as their reasoning why, okay. But I did want to make sure that they were given that they were able to, and they received our information, okay. And that our list was pretty accurate, making sure that, you know, someone got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was my question.
Councilman, I can't speak to those vendors, but in my other life as a vendor, I can tell you that oftentimes I don't bid on certain jobs because the bid process is too cumbersome. The paperwork is miles deep, mm-hmm. And some of it's just very confusing, and it's too difficult to understand, so I'm not going to waste my time. And I think that's some of the things that we'll be looking at as we go forward as a city, to see how we can streamline those RFPs and how we can make things more easy to understand and encourage people to want to do business with the city and encourage people to want to participate in our bid process. So that's part of what we've been talking about here. Any other questions from members of the committee? Council, any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
I'm going to make an amendment. Because it's a two-year bid,
sure.
I believe we're going to do the one-year bid. Do we need a PCR one?
PCR 4419.
I'd like to amend this for the term of a one-year bid.
What's in the money?
On that?
Yeah, it's 105. On that. 105.
So they broke down the year one and year two bidding.
Okay, so $40,112.10. And the contract period will go to 5/1/20.
That number again was
$112.10.
Okay. All right, so the motion on the floor is for PCR 4419 amend to a one-year contract, and the amount will be amended to $40,112.10. Correct?
Correct.
We have a second?
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second on the amendment. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Need a motion as amended.
Favorable action as amended.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second on PCR 4419 as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kyla. Item number 2019-252, Rescue Service Billing Administration, found on page 36.
Good evening. Brian Sylvia, Finance Director, presenting. City went out to bid for its rescue billing services. 7 bids were received. The term under the bid was April 1st, 2019 through March 31st, 2022. The recommended vendor after all the bids were reviewed was to Comstar, who was the lowest responsible bidder. This will be funded out of account 302-0404, which is the admin fee for the rescue billing service. Revenue generated from this contract, which within the current year's budget, FY19, is $2.9 million, is accounted for within account number 03525. As a little backstory to this, this item has been held several times and, extended several times for 3-month extensions as we reviewed this. The mayor, when he took office, this was an area I spoke to him a few times about where he knew there was some more funds on the table here. We have a large accounts receivable on the books. He wanted to get that addressed, and that's why we held this on to determine the best way to go about that. We looked into including it within this bid, but typically the vendors that handle the service are more in the billing itself, not really on the collection side of it. So we are, just to give an update, that was a reason why we were holding this in the past, so just to give an update on that, when we bring the next collection services before the council in the coming months, you'll be seeing included in that bid will be the rescue services going forward. So that's how we'll be addressing that accounts receivable on the books.
Okay, Brian, you've been here for a while, and as the other directors know, I'm sure you do as well, I don't particularly look favorable on three-year contracts.
Okay.
We have not been doing so for the last couple of years, nor do I plan on doing so in this particular case.
Mm-hmm.
As you heard me speak earlier, we are also looking at making changes as to how we do things. Matter of fact, I had a conversation with the director of the Water Authority earlier today with when these contract renewals take place. And when those contract renewals take place, we certainly are looking forward to them taking place at the benefit of the city and for our benefit in terms of cost, feasibility, et cetera, et cetera. You and I had a conversation with regard to possibly adjusting the renewal or the contract renewal regarding this particular bid, and I think it made a lot of sense. So I'd like you to just speak to that.
Absolutely. So I'm aware that the council's wish would be going for a 1 year, and we can certainly live within that. My only request, and we can live within whichever way you want to go. My request would be that if we could extend it 15 months to complete the fiscal year, so we could go through June 30. To have two separate vendors managing this for us within one fiscal year is a little more problematic. So if we could amend this to 15 months, that would go from April 1st, 2019 through June 30th, 2020. I think that would be a smoother transition for us.
April 1st, 2019 through June
30, 2020.
Again, Brian, I think what's happening here, particularly since we have new leadership in the corner office, we have a cultural change taking place. You heard us speak oftentimes recently, particularly since 2016, about the culture that we had to deal with in the past, of which it's not a culture we're going to deal with going forward. And this makes sense. I mean, this is the forward thinking that makes sense. I can say that I did the same thing in my own company. I made all of my insurances renew except for my workers' comp because it's just too difficult changing that one on the anniversary of my fiscal year.
Right.
Because it just made so much sense as opposed to changing and adjusting and trying to change carriers, in my case, an insurance carrier, in the middle of a fiscal year. So, quite frankly, I'm really pleased with this type of thinking and looking for ways that we change that previous culture and get us on a pro-business culture that's going to help us to operate more efficiently and also while reducing costs at the same time. So, right now, that's the extent of the conversation I'm going to have on this. I want to hear comments from my colleagues on the committee. Any questions? Any questions from members of the council?
Yeah,
sir.
I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
Correct.
There was also one other low bidder tied with them, wasn't there?
Correct.
I have a question is when you were evaluating them, it looks to me like Comstar got more of a rating for having references from Rhode Island government clients.
Correct.
Did New England ambulance have other references? Were they Private?
Private, yes. New England, from going from their references, they have predominantly had customers within the private ambulance companies. They didn't have any municipalities to date that they listed.
Okay. One other thing is when you evaluated their monthly reports, it seemed like New England Ambulance was given a better rating for all four subjects in that category: accounts receivable summary, accounts receivable agent, refund report, and procedure analysis. So it seemed like New England Ambulance was better in that regard.
I think they had potential to be in that regard, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, and they're a Rhode Island company?
Correct.
Okay. So the only reason they got a less favorable rating was because they had more private clients rather than government clients?
Yes, they hadn't had. I don't think they've had anywhere near the volume of a client that Warwick would be to this point.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Sir, come to the mic, please. State your name for the record, please.
My name is Joseph Baginski, and I'm here from Northeast Ambulance Billing.
Could you spell your last name, please?
Sorry, Baginski.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm representing Northeast Ambulance Billers. We bid this contract, and I guess our rate was the same as ComStar. We are a Rhode Island family-owned business. We also operate professional ambulance in the state of Rhode Island. Professional ambulance is the second largest EMS agency in the state of Rhode Island, and we've been doing their billing along with a couple other privates for over 10 years. And I believe that operating a Rhode Island-based ambulance company is certainly going to give me some advantages in terms of the peculiarities of Rhode Island-based billing. You know, we're very, very thoroughly versed in this. We understand all of the regulations. We understand the regulatory and the legislative environment. We're very active in that. Again, I think that gives us an insight as to how to maximize revenue that possibly an out-of-state company that doesn't operate an ambulance may not have. We've also, because we're in the chain of patient care, we've developed good relationships with the hospitals in terms of tracking down missing biographical information. And in terms of maximizing revenue, the number one problem that a city is going to have in terms of money falling off the table is imperfect claims. If I bill a claim for John Smith and spell the name J-O-H-N and Mr. Smith spells it J-O-N, that claim is going to be denied. If somebody doesn't aggressively work that denial, that money is going to fall off the table, and I don't know how much effort ComStar or anybody else puts into working the denials. But again, because we do our own billing, we understand the importance of that, and we're very aggressive and very adept at collecting our money. We also scored pretty well in the city's evaluation process. We scored a 91.5, where ComStar was a 95, and as the councilman pointed out, that difference was largely based on the absence of municipal clients for us. If we had, I guess, better, more municipal references, we actually would have had the highest score of the bidders. And being local would be very accessible, very accountable. I think we could work well with the Warwick Fire Department to possibly look at any errors in their report writing that could help us increase city revenue. There are a number of nuances relative to the level of service that is delivered, the type of patient assessments that's delivered that has an impact on what level of service you can bill for. And again, being in the private sector, if we don't do a credible job or a pretty good job of collecting our money, we're not going to be here. We're in a hyper-competitive, highly regulated environment, and if we don't maximize revenue where possible, we're not going to survive. And again, we've been succeeding at this for 10 years. So I think, like, given the fact that we're local, we run an ambulance company, we run a billing company. I think we have some unique qualifications that we could bring to bear to work for the city. And I think, again, at the end of the day, we might be able to get you a little bit more money and help shine some of the light on some of the receivables. Some of your receivables are probably inflated because by ordinance, the city does not bill residents for co-pays out of pockets or deductibles. So again, we could help you clean up that or get you a more accurate handle on what you owe, because again, in our business, we're very much concerned with dealing with real dollars as opposed to like a paper receivable that we're never going to collect. But again, I think we have a unique foundation that would enable us to do a more effective job of billing for the city.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else from the public that would like to speak? Jeremy? Sure. Councilman Ricks.
In examining, see, the mic is working. Good, thank you. In examining the sheet, the last in our packet, page 40, I do see that it is true what Mr. Baginski stated, that Comstar had been rated a 10 out of 10 as to references from Rhode Island government clients. Northeast had been rated a 5 out of 10 in the same category, and Northeast had a total score on the sheet of 91.5 out of 100, whereas Comstar had 95 out of 100. So, if not for the difference between the 10 and the 5 on references Rhode Island government clients, then Northeast would have the higher rating, too. I know that Mr. Baginski had mentioned that, but I wasn't sure if it was entirely clear, so I wanted to make sure to raise that point to the committee in case, in order to make sure that we're all on the same page. Thank you.
Thank you for that update, Councilman. So, Brian, how long have we been using Comstar?
Oh, a little over 2 years.
Okay.
The last contract that was bid was a 3-year contract. It was originally awarded 1 year to Dawson. After that 1 year, the remaining 2 years were filled by Comstar, and we've since extended it several 3-month extensions, so about 2.5 years.
And have you had any issues with Comstar? Has there been any problems? Or
no.
Okay. No errors in billing or anything of that nature?
No.
Councilman McAllister.
Brian, you had mentioned that with the municipality score on here that, obviously Warwick could bring in a lot is,
yes.
I mean, that's why you're weighing that a little bit different because
yes.
of the
yes.
the volume
yes.
and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
So that's when you're doing the rating. It's
yes.
more on the volume.
Absolutely. Yes. I didn't think that was comparable in the review. I thought the presentation itself was very good, and that was the item that concerned me. I didn't think the volume of the clients were consistent to what Warwick's needs are.
Thank you.
If I may. Sir, no, excuse me.
I'm sorry.
So, Brian,
mm-hmm.
right now, your primary focus is on the collections.
Yes.
Getting the collections.
Well, this is billing in, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you also want to adjust, you're requesting to adjust when the bid recycles. So
yes.
you want to go to 15 months.
Yes.
As opposed to 1 year.
Correct.
Hope somebody's got my back here. Well, listen, there's no doubt that the bids are close.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. You are in the trenches with this thing. You know where it is that we need to go, and you know where we are. And from my perspective, I'm going to have to lean towards your recommendation. I'm certainly not going to go for a 3-year. That's out of the question. I think that it would behoove us to do the 15-month extension.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also concerned that we don't have more companies looking to bid this. So my hope would be that in extending this for 15 months, giving you the opportunity to accomplish what you need to accomplish, what we need you to accomplish, and then going back out for bid in 15 months from now would encourage more activity on the vendor's part, and especially hopeful that it would generate some more aggressive numbers in these bids. So I need a motion.
I'll make a motion first to amend the time contract period.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Sorry. Before we go to that, sir, you wanted to speak again. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to shun you on that. You can come back to the mic. I just need you to speak. You need to speak on the mic, sir. I'm sorry. I apologize. I mean,
that's quite all right. There was some question about the volume. And Warwick, in 2018, I believe, did 9,000 runs, and we're currently billing about 70,000 runs a year. So the volume wouldn't be an issue. You know, our pricing was the same as ComStar. And again, I do believe, you know, we can be more accessible, more accountable, and we can probably collect more money for you folks.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I didn't want to slight Mr. Baginski either. Go ahead.
Chief, does the representations of the representative alter your recommendation at all?
Me?
Oh, sorry.
I heard the chief. I thought you were sorry.
There you go.
I have reservations just not seeing the municipal experience, not having the volume that the municipalities that we have, to not have any municipalities. That was my concern. That remains my concern.
Okay. Also, for everyone's edification, I interrupted the vote because a member of the public asked to speak, and I didn't give him that chance. Once we are in the movement of a vote, I'm not going to be interrupted. So, I need a motion.
I'll make a motion for the award of the contract. I'm going to go with the recommendation from the finance director of Comcast, but I'd like to amend the contract period for 15 months, which would be April 1, 2019, to June 30th, 20.
Bill, the mic, please.
Just want to note in your memo, you noted it's about $105,000 annually, so
right.
Backing into that, it's a uniform payment structure. So
yes.
Correct.
Yes.
So we can do the math there.
Yes.
Okay. And then you amend the amount to $131,250.
For
1 year.
15 months.
15 months, I'm sorry.
131,000 what, Bill?
250.
250, okay. All right, so to reiterate the motion, which we'll need a second, but the motion on the floor is for PCR 4420. It's, 4519. Brian, that was your fault because I was projecting 15 months out. 45, 15, 19, which will encompass from April 1st, 2019 to June 30th, 2020, for a total of 15 months, and the amount is amended to $131,250. That is the motion to amend. I need a second.
Second.
Do we have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The amendment passes. I need a motion for favorable action as amended on 45-19.
Favorable action as amended.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian. You got to color code them for me. If they're color coded, I won't get confused. Okay. Need acceptance of the minutes of March 4th.
Favorable action.
Seconded.
A motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. PCR 41-19, resolution relative to bids. Moving on to PCO 2-19, ordinance in regards to rescue service. Rescue service fees. We had a very lengthy discussion on this at the previous meeting. This is up for second passage. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. PCR 94-17. Hold until April 22nd.
Motion to hold to April 22nd.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. PCR 148-17. Hold till April 22nd.
Motion to hold to April 22nd.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And it is now a record-breaking 5:51, and the Finance Committee is adjourned. See what happens when we get a new chief. Go right ahead, Chairman.
Thank you. The time is now 5:51. The Human Health, Education, and Welfare Committee is now open. Can I have a motion for acceptance of the minutes for the meeting held on March 4th?
Favorable action.
Second.
Motion made, seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item number one, PCR 21-19, a resolution relative to Educational Outreach Committee, Councilman Lattiser.
Hold April 1st.
I have a motion to hold till April 1st.
Second.
Seconded. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. The time is now 5:51. Health, Education, and Welfare is closed.
Thank you. You're getting better, Chairman.
City clerk has your...